Smith College professor Andrew Zimbalist says it's long been the case that some stadium deals are rejected by the public. But he says there's increased sensitivity to public financing in recent years.
There have been more and more deals that have been privately financed. However, the privately financed deals tend to have hidden public subsidies.
Stanford University professor Roger Knoll says cities don't usually see so much community pushback on proposals that cost less than building a new stadium. And he questions the Cavs' stated reason for canceling the deal, an increase in construction costs next year.
It seems to me they're unlikely to say, oh, okay, forget about it. We're going to play in this old facility for the next 20 more years. I doubt that that's going to happen.
Knoll thinks the team may have more to say in the near future. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Nick Castell.